Hello and welcome to The Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Hahnkamp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V here in Chicago, Illinois. Our passage for reflection today comes from the Gospel of Matthew, where he writes, Jesus said to his disciples, You have heard that it was said, You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies, and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your heavenly Father. So be perfect, just as your heavenly Father is perfect. There are teachings of Jesus that console us immediately. Come to me. Do not be afraid. Your sins are forgiven. And then there are teachings like today's gospel that stop us in our tracks. Love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. So be perfect, just as your heavenly Father is perfect. At first glance, these words seem almost impossible. They sound beautiful in theory, but crushing in practice. Most of us can imagine kindness towards those who love us back. We can forgive small offenses. We can be patient with ordinary human weakness. But enemies? Those who wound us, mock us, betray us, ignore us, undermine us, manipulate us, or deliberately cause suffering? Jesus does not merely say tolerate them. He says love them. And not only love them, but pray for them. This command cuts deeply because it confronts one of the oldest instincts in the human heart, the desire to divide the world into us and them. We feel justified in withholding mercy from those who have hurt us. We quietly believe that some people deserve our coldness. Yet Jesus reveals that the Father does not operate that way. The Father lets the sun rise on the good and the bad alike. Rain falls upon the just and the unjust alike. Grace is constantly being poured out upon saints and sinners alike. God's love is not transactional. And this is the perfection Jesus speaks about, not flawlessness, not emotional invulnerability, but spiritual performance. The perfection of the Father is the perfection of mercy. It is a love that refuses to be imprisoned by resentment. That kind of love is not natural, it is supernatural. Left to ourselves, we prefer vengeance, or at least quiet bitterness. Sometimes we do not seek dramatic vengeance. We simply rehearse injuries in silence. We replay conversations, we nurture wounds, we harden our hearts little by little. The contemplative spirituality teaches us that resentment is exhausting because it keeps the soul chained to the very thing that wounded it. The ego feeds on grievances. It builds identity around being wronged. But the Spirit of Christ leads us towards freedom. To pray for an enemy is not to pretend evil is good. It is not enabling abuse or denying justice. Jesus himself confronted hypocrisy and sin directly, but he refused to hate. Even from the cross he prayed, Father, forgive them. The Christian heart is called to do this same freedom. There's a story from the Desert Fathers about a monk who had been deeply insulted by another brother in the monastery. Day after day he tried to pray, but anger filled his heart. Finally, exhausted by bitterness, he went into the chapel late at night and stood there before the crucifix. He said to the Lord, "I cannot forgive him." Silence filled the chapel. And again he prayed, "Lord, I cannot forgive him." Still silence. Then, looking at the crucified Christ, he whispered, "But you can." And in that surrender, something within him began to soften. This is often how enemy love begins, not with emotion, but with surrender. We may not feel loving, we may still ache, but we place the wound into Christ's hands and ask him to love through us. Sometimes the holiest prayer we can offer is simply, "God bless the person I struggle to love." Even if we say it through clenched teeth, even if we do not fully mean it yet, grace works slowly, like water shaping stone. Jesus ends with a startling command, "Be perfect, just as your heavenly Father is perfect." The saints understood this perfection not as rigid moral achievement, but as completeness in love. A heart becomes whole when it resembles the heart of the Father. And the Father's heart excludes no one. The Gospel today invites us to examine ourselves honestly. Do I secretly refuse to love? Whose name makes my heart lighten or tighten? Whom do I avoid praying for? What resentment have I carried for years? Where has bitterness become part of my identity? Christ does not shame us with these questions. He invites us into freedom. The cross reveals that love is strongest precisely where hatred expects to win. Resurrection begins the moment mercy enters a wounded place. Perhaps today Jesus is not asking us to accomplish perfect forgiveness instantly. Perhaps he is simply asking us to take one step, to stop feeding hatred, to begin praying honestly, to open one locked door within the heart. That small opening is enough for grace. For in the end, Christianity is not merely about having and behaving well. It is about becoming like the Father. Slowly, painfully, beautifully transformed into people whose hearts remain open even in a wounded world. And that transformation is the work of God. Let us pray. O Father of mercy, you cause the sun to rise upon the good and the bad alike. Teach me to love with your heart. Where I hold resentment, bring healing. Where I cling to bitterness, bring freedom. Where I refuse to forgive, soften me with grace. Help me to pray for those who have wounded me, not because it is easy, but because your Son has loved me first. Make my heart more like the heart of Jesus, humble, merciful, patient, and free. May your perfect love cast out every darkness within me until I learn to see others through your eyes. Amen. If you found a blessing in this brief reflection today, I invite you to return here to my hermitage each and every day when we take a look at a passage from the Gospel which we shared at Mass and apply its deeper meaning to our spiritual journey. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.